So hi, I'm Tom Evans, and there's been a bit of a hiatus since I recorded a Zone Show interview. I'm thrilled today to be speaking with Yelena Adzik from Canada. How are you today?
I am fabulous. It is so nice to get to hear your voice, and I'm a huge fan, as you know, of your writing and of your podcast as well as your meditation. So it's a thrill for me, Tom.
Well, listen, you're the first person I've had on the Zone Show who I'm interviewed loads of insight time and meditation guides, but I've not interviewed a meditation listener. You're the first person to interview. Tell me, how did you find the app? What was your route to finding the app?
Well, it's kind of a funny story, Tom, because I was going through a meditation magazine, and then they had this blog aspect of it online, and it just was this tiny little sidebar that the phrasing caught my eye, and it said, "Why not try Insight Timer? It's the greatest meditation app you've never heard of." This is more than a year ago now, and so it really was sort of in the earlier stages, and I thought, okay, I've always been interested in something that I haven't heard of that's great, and I tried it, and I instantly liked it. I was really, really drawn to the simplicity of it. I thought that it was brilliant, the way that they set it up, so that your starting point was time. How much time have you got? 3 minutes, 10 minutes, longer? And then after that, I loved that the query would go further down into, okay, well, what kind of problem are you dealing with? And then it was, okay, do you need some help with anxiety or maybe sleep? Are you a parent? And it just really separated into a very simple way. But I felt like when you start with that time, and you notice that there is an option for just a few minutes long, then it just leaves no excuse. It's that simple. So I thought, why don't I try it? And Tom, I don't know if you know this, but I actually really got completely hooked onto Insight Timer because of you.
Oh.
And yes, and especially to take it up to the subscription level, because as many people know, Insight Timer wonderfully is free for people to use. But there is a subscription level when it comes to the courses. And I was going to buy your individual course. And I noticed that as of January of 2019, this year, they decided that it's sort of this one-time fee and then you have access to all of the courses. And I did hear your course, and that completely convinced me to sign up with Insight Timer and be a complete, a dedicated subscriber, because first of all, I just wanted more access to you, period. And then after that, I just thought, well, if this guy is on there and he's so great, there must be other great people on there too. So yeah, I have to say thank you, because
wonderful. That's the art of timefulness course, isn't it?
That's exactly the one. And the art of timefulness course specifically, you know, approximately 10 minutes a day for 10 days. This was something that was not just eye-opening, but life-changing. Now, people use the word game changer way too often, I think. But this one and this time, it really applies, Tom, because when I listened to that course, it blew me away, because I have long felt that I am under the utter tyranny of time. I feel that I have not had control. I feel that I'm in this race at all times. And it's been such a struggle for me to try and feel calm when I can almost hear the ticking of a clock, even when I don't see a clock. And also it's been that way for me because it's been a challenge for me. It's been a challenge for me to feel like I have everything together in life, not just in terms of time, but also in terms of space, which we both know are just absolutely linked together. And then when I listened to your course, that was really a welcome mat. That was something for me that opened the door to the possibility of experiencing time in a different way and not being so locked to the idea of seconds and minutes and hours as they have been prescribed since, you know, we're all children. And now I've come to this conclusion because of you. And this is what's really exciting for me. And that is that I live in Canada. And in Toronto, the temperature varies wildly. And we are very used to hearing our weather announcers give us the weather in this way. They will give us a number, and that will tell us the temperature. And then they will always say, but it feels like, and then they give us another number. And that's actually what it feels like. So in the summers in Toronto, it's actually very humid. So it will always feel hotter than what the number says. And in the winter, as you can imagine, with the wind chill factor, it always feels colder than what the number says. So that for me clicked when I listened to you, because I thought, people are so dismissive of things that are outside of the norm or the usual, you know, like we say, seconds, minutes, or hours. But if I asked you this, Tom, if I said to you, you're allowed to know one thing today, the real number of the weather or what it feels like, which one would you actually care about? I'm going to guess that you only care about what it actually feels like, because that's how you're going to dress. That is what is real to you. So that then, for me, made me realize that it doesn't matter what the clock says. It matters what I feel like what the clock says. And so that is something that I feel like your course, it just absolutely opened up for me. And it's really exciting now, because I use your tips and I actually manipulate time. No joke, no kidding. I can change time. Who knew? It's very exciting. Wow.
You're a time bender, time lord, which is great. Now, listen, I should let you know as well, my second course goes live next week. It's called Mindfulness for Busy People. It's a 30-day course split into three lots of 10 days, and that's good. And as an Insight Timer premium subscriber, you'll get access to that too. But what I want to discuss, though, and what I want to explore, is that you started your journey with Insight Timer as a meditator, but I hear you've actually now uploaded some of your own meditations.
Well, I have, Tom, and this is relatively new for me in terms of being out into the public. I often interview people for my job. I'm an arts and entertainment reporter, and so I do talk with people all the time, and I feel very comfortable in that setting. And I started, this is going back quite a few years ago, getting together with a few people at work in a boardroom and would guide various meditations after the person who used to guide us left on maternity leave. And so I picked up and started doing this. And what was really funny about it is that of the people that were meeting in that meeting room, it was almost a year later that we even admitted to each other that we do not tell other colleagues where we're going when we go to meet each other. And that's because often up until now, it's been this thing of what you would go and leave with this important work that you have to do to go sit in a room and be quiet. That makes no sense. And now, of course, with apps and the Insight Timer for sure being so much more prevalent, it's not this little secret. It can be really much more out in the open, and people are accepting of it. Of course, in the corporate setting, as we both know, they often will use words that are a little bit more cleanse, like mindfulness and not always just meditation. But I think even then, it's really, I think it's jumped that particular wave, and now it's even fine. Things that used to seem so new agey and woo-woo and out there are now really backed by science, and people are understanding this is not crazy at all. This is absolutely simply an incredible tool. So I'm so excited to hear that you've got this course that's even longer, because I will absolutely be checking that out the second it comes out. When did you say it comes out?
I think it's Monday next week, 25th. But also, I'm so excited to know that your meditations will be up there soon as well, which should be fantastic. There can't be many apps where you can first approach it as a consumer and then become a publisher on the app. That's a lovely thing for the app to provide.
Well, it's really exciting as well from the standpoint of diversity and creativity, because as we all know, there are different meditation teachers out there and different practices, different, so many different ways to approach it, and different ways speak to different people. Not everyone really feels in touch with a certain style as they would with another style. And so what I love about Insight Timer is that it allows for people to connect with the right rhythm, the right voice, the right sound for them. And I think that that's what's so exciting. You know, having thousands and thousands of teachers on there, on the one hand, can seem daunting, but on the other, because they have such a good criteria for how you find what you're looking for, it makes it make that much more sense. So I'm excited, as someone who's now put out some meditations, to see, okay, who would be attracted to the way that I do it? So yeah, it is really exciting.
Most people don't realize this, but the app is doing more than just delivering meditations from meditation guides to meditators. It's actually connected like-minded souls. It connected us, for example. And have you used the app? Have you recommended other people to get the app? Do your children? Does your husband use the app?
Absolutely. Well, actually, my children listen to you specifically. If anyone is listening to this, so many people I know have really resonated with the specific meditation that you have called Just for Today. You have a bunch of them, and they're all fabulous. But for some reason, Just for Today makes it seem so accessible and digestible, and anyone can do this just for today, right? It feels very much something that we can all do. So that one I highly recommend, and as well for children. I like yours for children because I do find that sometimes apps specifically geared towards children can, even unwittingly so, talk down to them. And I find that you are very much someone that it doesn't matter what your age is, you can, it's easy to understand and to follow through. So I appreciate that. And my kids tell me that too. They're very young and they still really enjoy it. But I do think that overall, that there are so many courses that people can benefit from depending on what they're looking for. In terms of sleep, for example, Jennifer Piercy has this incredible 10-day course
that helps
people. And not just get to sleep, but actually re-envision what sleep even means, what its purpose is, and what it's there for. So I find that that is really incredible. There are quite a few others as well. Coming Home to Yourself is a course from Sarah Blondin, which is absolutely beautiful. And she does a great job of helping you tap into that voice that's so, so subtle and soft and speaks in ways that you really need to be quiet in order to hear it.
Her voice is just amazing, isn't it?
It's quite lovely, yeah. So yeah, but definitely The Art of Timefulness, your course, Tom Evans, that's the one.
Yeah. Can I tell you a funny story about, you talked about age and stuff like that. So so I turned 60 last year, and up to the time I was 60, people would say, and I didn't advertise I was 60, people would say, oh, it sounded like a favorite uncle. When I turned 60, they started saying, sounds like my favorite grandfather.
I believe it. Yeah, it's this soothing, lovely, just that your voice is perfect. And what I do enjoy about it as well, your delivery has this style that has this wit to it and just a little bit of a smile every time. And I always get a bit of a laugh when I hear that some of your meditations, for example, you'll say you really shouldn't do this if you're driving or if you're operating a jet plane. And it always makes me smile. Because, maybe some people out there are operating planes, Tom. You really need to be careful.
For sure, yeah, that's for sure. I've even got a meditation on how to avoid jet lag, funny enough. But it's not on the app, but I love playing.
Get it on there.
I will do. So listen, what's next for you in your meditation journey?
I really believe strongly that my next phase is to put out a course myself on Insight Timer. And the reason I feel that I am the perfect person to help people organize their lives, we know that right now is such a huge trend with, you know, Marie Kondo on her Netflix show and her magical art of tidying up. So that's something that it's in the zeitgeist right now, but I really feel that we can take this to the next level. And it's not just about organizing your objects, although that's very important, but I think that, and you've tapped into this in some of your meditations, Tom, but the idea of organizing your space and your time, but what about organizing your emotions, organizing your way of being, organizing your thinking? And this is not so that you can live in some sort of structured world, but it's a way to better understand yourself and how you operate and what works best for you. And I'm telling you, Tom, once you do some of these different meditations that I've been developing, I feel like you would really have a sense of peace around you, a sense of calm, because organization is the absolute key in my mind to leading a beautiful, peaceful world and peaceful life. So I'm excited to put out this 10-day course on organizing all different aspects of your life, not just your objects in your life.
Brilliant. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to organize it so you come back on the Zone Show when the when the course is live, and perhaps give us a sample of that course as well, either live or pre-recorded. So, Jelena, it's been a joy to talk to you today. It's been a joy to meet you, and I've got to thank all the wonderful people behind Insight Timer, because if the app didn't exist, this connection of like-minded souls right across the planet wouldn't be happening right now.
Absolutely. And Tom Evans, I'm so grateful to you for your meditations. I am excited about this 30-day course, and I'm just, yeah, I cannot say it enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
My pleasure. Deep bow.
Namaste.
Big thanks to Jelena Adzik for helping me get the show back on air again after such a gap. And the reason for the gap is I've been working on a novel. And in the next Zone Show, Jelena will be interviewing me about that novel. It's called Soul Wave, A Future History of Us.